one of the things that you had introduced to OPD that hadn't been here before was this idea of secondary trauma and how that affects people who are working directly with people who've been traumatized by so many things. I remember when you did that training, there were lawyers and you gave them words they didn't know. You kind of created an issue for your own self where everyone came to talk to you about their problems after that because they just didn't know how it had impacted them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I hate going to the happy hours and things now because I will always get cornered by somebody telling me like, oh my God, let me tell you about that, how I'm feeling. Yeah, I'm so traumatized. You're right. I was amazed at how nobody knew that they're being traumatized daily just by being in that courtroom. That's trauma. And then listening to their clients' stories and understanding that their clients traumatize themselves when they commit a crime. You know, if they did commit the crime that they're accused of, they are often traumatized by having committed it.
Totally.
It's a mess. And that was a big deal for me at the beginning, was seeing kind of how badly our attorneys were treated in the courtroom and the way that they were kind of dehumanized along with our clients. You're sitting there next to this client who's accused of some crime, and suddenly you become like less than as well in the eyes of the court and the DAs.
Yeah, I think that people are like, how could you stand next to someone who's accused or who's convicted of doing this heinous thing, and it takes away from the person's experience of just being alive.
Yeah, absolutely. I seldom dislike our clients, right? We've talked about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just amazed at how thoughtful people are, that they really did just get caught up in something. And that crime, in quotation marks, is this moment in this whole life. Mm-hmm. And they're so much more than that. Like I saw this morning about the court case happening today and that killing. And they talk about this guy who was convicted as an animal almost, when we know that he's had this whole amazing life, had never been in trouble, and then had this thing happen that has just, it's ruined his life.
Right.
And so the conversations about crime and criminal justice in the public is just so wrong. It allows people to distance themselves from the fact that these are human beings. You know, how many times have you talked to someone who's like, yeah, I did this thing and I want to take responsibility, but does it mean I'll take my lick? But does that mean a life sentence for stealing a candy bar? Or it's insane. People are just very black and white in their thinking, and it's very easy for them to say, oh, those thugs downtown are doing this or that, right? Or they're putting us all in danger. And we know that it's just not that simple. And the system just is so, so not equipped to deal with the realities of people being human and really thinking about, okay, this person did this thing, now what should we have them do? Are we talking about punishment? And then what would that look like, a fair punishment?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with these people? These are people in your community. This is your community, you know, right. And nobody wants to take ownership of that. It's us and them, us and them. It's like we're in a war together or something. Isn't that what it feels like?
Yeah.